News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Twitter is making every effort to comply with new digital guidelines as it understands the importance of these regulations, said the microblogging site to the Government of India on Wednesday, while also promising to update within a week. In a statement, the social media giant said, "Twitter has been and remains deeply committed to India and serving vital public conversation taking place on the service. We have assured the Government of India that Twitter is making every effort to comply with new guidelines. An overview on our progress has been duly shared with the Government of India. We will continue our constructive dialogue with the Indian government," it added. The company said it has hired a nodal contact person and a resident grievance officer on a contractual basis and is in the advanced stages of finalizing a chief compliance officer. "We understand the importance of these regulations and have endeavored in good faith to comply with the guidelines, including with respect to hiring personnel in India. The guidelines were notified on February 25, and the global impact of the pandemic has made it more difficult for us as a practical matter to make certain arrangements necessary to comply with the guidelines within the stipulated time frame," the statement said. "We plan to provide additional details to you in the next several days and at the latest within a week," it further said. The response from Twitter comes after the government last week issued a strongly worded final notice to the company regarding its non-compliance with the new rules. In its notice, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has said that Twitter's refusal to comply with the rules demonstrated the microblogging site's lack of commitment and efforts towards providing a safe experience for the people of India on its platform. "Despite being operational in India for more than a decade, it is beyond belief that Twitter Incorporated has doggedly refused to create a mechanism that will enable the people of India to resolve their issues on the platform in a timely and transparent manner and through fair processes by India-based, clearly identified resources," the ministry had said. The new IT rules for social media companies that came into effect last month mandate large platforms like Facebook and Twitter to undertake greater due diligence and make these digital platforms more accountable and responsible for the content hosted by them. The rules also require significant social media intermediaries providing services primarily in the nature of messaging to enable identification of the first originator of the information that undermines the sovereignty of India, the security of the state, or public order. Under the rules, significant social media intermediaries, those with over 50 lakh users, are required to appoint a grievance officer, a nodal officer, and a chief compliance officer. These personnel have to be residents in India. Further, social media companies will have to take down flagged content within 36 hours and remove within 24 hours content that is flagged for issues such as nudity and pornography. The first rain of this year's monsoon season in Mumbai on Wednesday caused waterlogging in various parts of the city, prompting the traffic police to shut four subways and forcing motorists to abandon their vehicles on roads. The city police appealed to Mumbaikars not to step out of their homes unnecessarily and cautioned them against travelling to some of the inundated areas. While there were fewer vehicles on the city roads amid the downpour, motorcyclists and other two-wheeler riders were unable to maneuver their vehicles at some of the flooded places. The traffic police closed Milan, Khar, Andheri and Malad subways for motorists due to waterlogging at these places. "We have closed the subways due to waterlogging of up to 2 feet at these junctions. However, traffic is smooth on the SV Road, Linking Road and the Western Express Highway. So far, no traffic congestion has been reported," Deputy Commissioner of Police Traffic Western Suburbs, Somnath Kharge, told PTI. "Heavy rains caused the problem of low visibility and increased the risk of accidents. Hence, the traffic police personnel are on the roads to prevent such incidents," the official said. "Cranes were used to clear roads on which motorists had abandoned their vehicles due to waterlogging," he added. In view of the IMD's warning about heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in the Konkan region of Maharashtra between June 11 and 15, the state government on Wednesday requested the National Disaster Response Force to send 12 teams to five coastal districts. The State Disaster Management Authority of the state government requested the commandant of the NDRF to depute the teams in Thane, Raigarh, Palghar, Ratnagiri and Sindhudurg districts by June 10 afternoon. The authority sought 4 NDRF teams in Ratnagiri district and 2 teams each in other districts. The official communication to the NDRF, which was shared to the media by Palghar district collector Manik Gursal, said, "Collectors of these districts are requested to make all logistical arrangements for the NDRF teams in consonance with the regulations of social distancing and sanitation as issued by the central and the state government." The request letter issued by K. Surya Krishnamurthy, Undersecretary of the Disaster Management Unit of the state government, said, "From creating a 24-hour city with night-time economy, extensive transport infrastructure, affordable housing for all, and healthy environment, to checking unauthorized colonies and pollution, these are part of the guiding principles the DDA has laid out for the Master Plan of Delhi 2041. The draft of MPD 2041, which was put in the public domain on Wednesday for suggestions and objections, largely covers the policies of environment, economy, mobility, heritage, culture and public spaces, among others. The plan calls for affordable rental housing and residential areas with complete facilities and small format housing in the national capital over the next 20 years. It also proposes that there should not be further growth of unauthorized colonies, adding that there should be development of urban villages within 2 years of the notification of the MPD 2041. According to the draft plan by the Delhi Development Authority, Delhi's population is estimated to go up to 3.9 crores against the 1.67 crores in the 2011 census. Given the rising concerns regarding pollution, a shift towards cleaner economies such as information technology, IT-enabled services, knowledge-based and high-tech industries, entrepreneurial activities, realty market, tourism, hospitality, tertiary healthcare, and higher education is envisaged," stated the voluminous draft. The concept of a 24-hour city is being promoted through the Model Shops and Establishments Regulation of Employment and Conditions of Service Act 2015, as well as the Nighttime Economy Policy, it said. The nighttime economy is gaining prominence in many countries. Creating jobs and attracting tourists are some of the benefits. However, management policies and infrastructure support are needed for it. The MPD 2041 advocates for identifying nodes and circuits in the city for continuing work, cultural activity and entertainment at night to attract tourists and locals. This will improve economic yield by extending the utilization of workspaces and safety in the city by promoting a vibrant nightlife, the draft plan proposes. Delhi's areas such as Connaught Place and its extension, commercial areas in the walled city and Karol Bagh, have historically played the role of the central business district and continue to have a high concentration of commerce, offices, businesses and socio-cultural facilities. An area-based improvement approach will be adopted for revitalizing the commercial core of the city, it says. Connaught Place and its extension are iconic hubs characterized by heritage and landmark buildings and a diverse mix of office, hospitality, entertainment, retail and business activities. The proposed Master Plan Delhi 2041 also suggests identifying specific locations for permitting agriculture on the floodplains. It suggests a special initiative for the rejuvenation of the Yamuna, including creating greenways along the embankments of the Yamuna for public access, with a provision of cycling and walking trails. The DDA said that the location of all heritage assets that are maintained by respective agencies will be integrated with the GIS-based Delhi Spatial Information System. The list of the heritage assets shall be updated every 5 years to assess their condition and take the necessary steps towards conservation. Laying down the roadmap for housing supply in the national capital, the draft says that future housing supply will be met through large-scale development of sectors in Delhi's greenfield areas using the land pooling model. Identified land pooling areas have the potential to develop 17 to 20 lakh dwelling units. It cites how metropolitan cities across the world maintain a diversified rental housing stock, providing residents and migrants tenure flexibility, geographical mobility and affordability. Given the high cost of land in developed parts of the city, this also ensures availability of housing for a variety of income groups closer to their workplaces, thereby minimizing trip distances, it states. A paradigm shift is envisaged in the supply scenario, with the private sector leading the development or redevelopment of housing over the planned period, it added. It also calls for strategic corridors for boosting high-speed connectivity and redevelopment of the historic ring rail network. The draft delineates that the public transport system of Delhi needs further integration at the institutional level, spatial level, and systems level to provide a seamless travel experience to the commuters. Institutional integration could be enabled by a larger mandate, efforts towards achieving spatial integration, that is land use and transport integration, multimodal integration, last mile connectivity, among others, and systems integration, that is bus route rationalization, intelligent transport systems, including unified ticketing, command and control center for better traffic management, have been initiated but need to be reinforced, it said. It added that there should be periodic audits for structural safety and forming state-of-the-art Delhi Disaster Response Force. In the next 20 years, the infrastructure in Delhi will face an unprecedented pressure and therefore has to be both responsive to emerging needs and resilient to shocks and stresses, reads the draft plan, noting that the focus is to create a sustainable and resource-efficient environment by enabling the provision of robust and resilient infrastructure services. The White House dropped Trump-era executive orders intended to ban the popular apps TikTok and WeChat and will conduct its own review aimed at identifying national security risks with software applications tied to China, officials said on Wednesday. A new executive order directs the Commerce Department to undertake what officials describe as an evidence-based analysis of transactions involving apps that are manufactured or supplied or controlled by China. Officials are particularly concerned about apps that collect users' personal data or have connections to Chinese military or intelligence activities. In revoking some of President Donald Trump's blanket-style orders against Chinese tech companies and replacing them with a narrower approach, the Biden administration has not actually weighed in yet on whether TikTok and other apps pose a danger to Americans. But a senior administration official said on Wednesday that the Trump actions weren't always implemented in the soundest fashion, and the aim of the review is to set up clear criteria to evaluate specific data security and privacy risks for each app. He said that could lead to a range of potential future actions on an app-by-app basis. We want to take a tailored, tough approach here, he said. The department will also make recommendations on how to further protect Americans' genetic and personal health information and will address the risks of certain software apps connected to China or other adversaries, according to senior administration officials. TikTok on Wednesday declined to comment. WeChat did not respond to a request for comment. The Trump administration's attempted bans didn't hold up legally as courts blocked them and also ran up against this critique that they were mimicking China's Great Firewall, said Sam Sachs, a fellow at Yale Law School's Paul Tsai China Center. What the Biden administration wants to do is maintain an open, secure internet that doesn't take a page from Beijing's playbook while addressing legitimate risk, he said. The Biden administration's move reflects ongoing concern that Americans' personal data could be exposed by popular apps tied to China, a chief U.S. economic and political rival. The White House and Congress have both taken action to address Beijing's technological advancement. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.